欢迎继续锁定 Radio 774 Home Radio 私房拷贝，又到了我们听见影学英语的时间了。 I'm Jessie， 今天呢我们要和 Susie 来分享一部非常感人的影片，音乐永不停歇。
Hello everyone, I'm Susie. The film we will share for today is The Music Never Stopped. The Music Never Stopped is a 2011 American drama film directed by Gene Kohlberg, who makes his directorial debut from a script by Coen Laurie and Gary Marks. The film premiered at the 2011 Sundance Film Festival and was given a limited release in the U.S. on March 18, 2011.
本片呢是根据奥利弗·萨克斯的真实临床病例改编。奥利弗·萨克斯是英国伦敦著名的脑神经专家，他最为人知的作品是《睡人》，由这本原著小说改编而成的同名电影，曾经获得过奥斯卡最佳影片、最佳男主角以及最佳改编剧本等多个奖项的提名。而这部影片《The Music Never Stops》则改编自他的另一个研究案例。
Based on Oliver Sacks' essay The Last Hippie,The film tells the father-son relationship between Harry Sawyer and his son, Gabriel, who suffers from a brain tumor that prevents him from forming new memories. Harry, with his son unable to shed light on their strained relationship, must connect with him through music.
我们来从头了解这个故事。1986年的一天， Henry Sawyer 和妻子 Helen 接到了一个电话，说他们失散了多年的儿子 Gabriel 正在医院准备接受脑部手术。
Gabriel has been diagnosed with a benign brain tumor that requires delicate surgery to remove.
手术很成功，但是也留下了非常严重的后遗症。
Though the operation is successful, Harry and Helen soon learn that the part of their son's brain responsible for creating memories has been damaged by the long-neglected tumor, and that as a result, Gabriel will find it difficult to distinguish the past from the present.
Mr. and Mrs. Sawyer, even if Gabriel makes a full recovery, his memory has been damaged. Gabriel's long-term memory stops at a certain point.And even if he regains some cognitive function, like perception of his surroundings, it's likely that it will be inconsistent and intermittent.
医生向 Gabriel 的父母解释他的大脑的损伤情况，讲到 Gabriel's long-term memory stops at a certain point. Gabriel 他的长期记忆在某个点上已经停止了。And even if he regains some cognitive function, 即使他能恢复某些认知功能 ,like perception of his surroundings, 比如说他能够感知周围的环境 ,it's likely that it will be inconsistent and intermittent. 但是即使那样也是不稳定的，是间歇性的。在刚才医生的表述当中呢，他提到了这三个单词，一个是 perception,P-E-R-C-E-P-T-I-O-N, perception. 这个单词的含义是指感知、认识或者是看法。另外呢，医生还用到了两个形容词，一个是 inconsistent, I-N-C-O-N-I-S-I-S-T-E-N-T, inconsistent, 它的含义是指异变的或者是不一致的，以及 intermittent,I-N-T-E-R-M-I-T-T-E-N-T, intermittent, 这个单词的含义则是指间歇的或时断时续的。
简单的说呢，就是 Gabriel 过去的记忆啊，有一大部分已经遗失了，而从现在开始呢，他也许能够感知并且记住周围的事情或者是人，但是只是短暂的，而且是很不稳定的，有可能记住了马上就会又忘了。
Mr. and Mrs. Sawyer, even if Gabriel makes a full recovery, his memory has been damagedGabriel's long-term memory stops at a certain point. And even if he regains some cognitive function, like perception of his surroundings, it's likely that it will be inconsistent and intermittent.
Sawyer 夫妇把儿子送进了康复中心，并且开始全心全意地照顾他。与此同时呢，作为资深工程师的 Henry 被公司要求提前退休了。
Okay.
Oh, you know, hard to tell.We're moving him to a permanent care place. It's, closer to home. Thanks for asking.
Henry, I can only imagine what you're going through. Actually, I can't even. I don't know how you could possibly concentrate on anything.
Oh, it helps me to work, Mike. To be here.
Yeah, I get that. But, let's be candid, Henry. At the moment, when you're here, you're not really here. And we're dealing with harsh realities on our end. You're a fine mechanical engineer, Henry. but we're getting into the Solvitio market. We need computer coding skills, ASICs chip programming, you need Fortran, things like that.
Are you firing me?
Henry, you've got a year and a half of sick days, and you've got your full pension. Do yourself a favor. Take the time. Be with your family.
Harry 的上司 Mike 对 Harry 说 I don't know how you could possibly concentrate on anything. 我现在还真的不知道你怎么可能在集中精力做任何事情。
显然呢 Mike 认为 Gabriel 的病啊将会极大的影响 Henry 的工作状态。另外由于科技的发展呢不会使用计算机来工作的 Henry 显然已经跟不上时代了。
因此 Mike 对 Henry 说 You've got a year and a half of sick days. 你现在可以请一年半的病假。And you've got your full pension, 而且你还可以保留你的全额退休金。Do yourself a favor, 为你自己着想吧。Take the time, be with your family, 多花点时间陪陪你的家人。
就这样 ,Henry 离开了工作回归了家庭将和儿子 Gabriel 一起迎接全新的生活。但是看到现在的 Gabriel 甚至连饭都不会吃了痛心的 Henry 越来越不喜欢去康复中心了。
We should get going soon.
You go on ahead.
What do you mean?
I'll go tomorrow. He doesn't know the difference.
Henry 和儿子 Gabriel 都是疯狂的音乐爱好者。1957年在儿子还小的时候 ,Henry 曾经送给了儿子一只小号作为圣诞礼物。而现在连饭都不会吃的 Gabriel, 在听到音乐之后呢居然主动吹起了小号并且可以和人交谈了。兴奋的 Sawyer 夫妇马上把 Gabriel 送到了医院接受检查但是医生带来的消息让他们再次陷入了绝望
I don't know what happened but I don't see any significant change in his functioning this morning we'll certainly keep observing
but I have noticed a difference in him
what do you mean?
I think Gabriel remembered part of a television commercial we were eating lunch and I asked him if he'd like a sip of coke and he said it's the thing
it's the real thingYeah, it's the commercial. I think the line is, it's the real thing.
Yes, that commercial was on the TV in the rec room.
Well, it's possible to read into Gabriel's behavior in any number of ways.
But he remembered a commercial. Gabriel was watching TV.
Helen, the fact is, the tumor has destroyed some of Gabriel's cognitive functions and the parts of the brain that operate them.
But he made a connection.
He may make random or repetitive connections, but they won't be consistent or indicate a recovery of memory. I'm sorry.Come on, Helen. Let's go home. Thank you, Doctor.
医生认为 Gabriel 对音乐有反应，甚至可以吹小号，并不意味着他的病情有好转。医生讲到 ，He may make random or repetitive connections. 他或许能偶然的或重复性的建立某种联系，也就是说，有可能他能记起某些东西。But they won't be consistent or indicate a recovery of memory.但是那并不稳定而且也并不代表他恢复了记忆。
另外一方面 Gabriel 高昂的医疗费用让 Sawyer 夫妇有点承担不起了。于是 Helen 主动找到了 Henry 以前的老板 Mike, 请他给自己安排一份工作。
Helen, how are you?
Fine. And you?
Doing well. How's Gabriel?
He's doing better.
Great. That's great. And, Henry?
He's fine. You know, he was much happier when he was working.
We wish you could still be here.
I'm offering you the next best thing.
What's that?
Me. My family needs the extra income. I could start immediately, and I'd make a great assistant or secretary.
Helen, you've never worked before, have you?
Mike, my husband was an engineer here for more than 30 years. He missed 2 days of work in all of that time.His mother died on one of those days, and our son was born on the other. Yes, I stayed home to take care of our family, like your mother probably did for you. But I went to college, and I have a degree. I could have done anything. I'm capable of doing something here.
显然 Mike 被 Helen 说得哑口无言了，他同意给 Helen 一份工作，而同时呢，这也意味着 Henry 将更多地承担起照顾儿子 Gabriel 的责任。
Mike Tappan gave me a job.I'll be assisting in the accounting office.
You just took a job? Without telling me?
Henry, we have a lot of bills, and I'm perfectly capable of working.
What about Gabriel? He needs you.
Luckily, he has two parents. He needs them both. I gotta go. Please bring Gabriel his sweater.
What is it going out?
He gets cold sometimes. He should have it. Take your pills.
Henry 在努力地和儿子 Gabriel 建立联系，但是 Gabriel 的反应呢始终很冷淡。
As communication grows increasingly difficult, frustrated father Henry becomes doggedly determined to make up for lost time.By forming a solid father-son bond with Gabriel and begins researching treatment for brain injuries.
不久 ，Henry 在图书馆里发现了一篇文章，报道了 Dr. Diane Daly 的研究。这一研究呢，探讨了音乐和大脑之间的关联。
It isn't long before Henry's inquiries lead him to music therapist Dr. Diane Daly, whose innovative methods have yielded impressive results in the past.
Henry 呢很快在大学里找到了 Diane Daly 教授，而 Diane 也答应会尝试对 Gabriel 采用特殊的音乐疗法。
Can you go with Sari on Chabal and Russ?
The Russian composer?
Yes. Wow. You really know your classical music, Mr. Sawyer.
You just heard pretty much everything I know about him.
No. Well, I only know him because he suffered two strokes in the 50s that left him unable to speak or understand the meaning of words.But he was still able to teach and compose music. It's already well documented that music elicits measurable responses in the brain's activities. So the morphine may well have had some effects on your son. And if that's so, we may be able to use music as a tool to help him function better, to reawaken parts of his memory that may have been damaged. Now, I don't want to offer false hope.
That's better than what we have now.
当 Harry 向 Diane 介绍了他儿子的情况之后 ，Diane 也说有可能音乐是一种有效的疗法。他讲到 ，It's already well documented that music elicits memorable responses in the brain's activities。这个成果已经得到证实了，也就是音乐能够激发可观测到的大脑反应。So the muscles may well have had some effect on your son。你儿子之前用小号演奏过马赛曲，因此。也许这首曲子的确对你儿子能产生重要的影响。And if that's so, 如果真是这样的话 ,we may be able to use music as a tool to help him function better. 我们也许就可以用音乐为工具帮助他进行恢复。To reawaken parts of his memory that may have been damaged, 来唤醒他某些已经损失的记忆。
Can you go for Sari on Chabal and
Russ? The Russian composer?
Yes.Wow, you really know your classical music, Mr. Sawyer.
You just heard pretty much everything I know about him.
No. Well, I only know him because he suffered two strokes in the 50s that left him unable to speak or understand the meaning of words. But he was still able to teach and compose music. It's already well documented that music elicits measurable responses in the brain's activities. So the morphine may well have had some effects on your son.And if that's so, we may be able to use music as a tool to help him function better, to reawaken parts of his memory that may have been damaged. Now, I don't want to offer false hope.
That's better than what we have now.
随后呢 ,Diane 第一次见到了 Gabriel, 为他播放了马赛进行曲。显然呢 ,Gabriel 对这首曲子的确是有反应的。所以呢 ,Diane 也很肯定地告诉 Henry, 音乐对他的儿子是有影响的。但至于音乐到底能对他的恢复有多大的帮助现在还不好说。
Music definitely had some effect.
I was hoping for something a little more like my son.
Humans are incredibly complex beings. This is not an exact science. We're really making science. But I'm not convinced yet that he's even aware of his state.
一天夜里 ,Diane 意外地在广播里听到了甲壳虫乐队的歌曲。这首歌的开头呢正是马赛进行曲。这让 Diane 恍然大悟，原来 Gabriel 喜欢的不是马赛进行曲这首曲子，也不是交响乐，而是喜欢摇滚乐。
When Dr. Daly exposes Gabriel to the rock and roll music that he loved as a youth, something incredible begins to happen. Gabriel finally finds the words to express himself.And he regains the ability to have meaningful conversations.
但是当音乐一停下来 ,Gabriel 马上又恢复了木讷的状态。于是 Dan 立刻把他的发现告诉了 Sawyer 夫妇。
In fact, Gabriel and I used to play a game where I'd ask him about a song, and he'd tell me the story that went with it. That's why I brought that music in. That's the music we used to listen to.
Well, it's not the music he loved. Or at least it's not the music that resonates with him.
I don't think the piece on the radio that night was the Marseillaise. I think it was the Beatles song, All You Need Is Love, which uses the Marseillaise in its introduction. I think that's the song that Gabriel was anticipating when we played him the Marseillaise.
What happened when you played him that Beatles song?
Oh, Helen, if you could have seen him, he was totally connected. He was as you've described him, Henry. He was normal. And it wasn't just the Beatles. I actually was able to use pieces of music from that period to more specifically pinpoint the extent of his amnesia. He remembers songs vividly from 1964 to 1970. His recollection of songs after 1970 show us where his memory begins to drop off. He remembers all the founding members of the Grateful Dead from 1966, but he doesn't know that Pigpen and Jimi Hendrix and Janis Joplin are all dead.
I didn't know they were ever alive, and I'm no worse for wear.
Yes, but for him, these musicians are all hugely important. They connect him to a time and a place, to his time and place when he came of age, just like your music does for you.
My music was his music. He used to listen to that music as a kid. It never upset him. I don't understand. It doesn't make sense to me. He loved my music, too.
戴安呢兴奋地把他的发现告诉了索伊尔夫妇。他说 Gabriel 对甲壳虫的歌曲对很多摇滚乐都有反应，而且不是一般的反应，而是在听到这些音乐的时候 Gabriel 表现得很正常。
戴安讲到 I actually was able to use pieces of music from that period to more specifically pinpoint the extent of his amnesia. 我实际上用那个时期的音乐非常准确地确定了他失忆症的程度。在刚才这句话当中 ，Dan 用到了 extent 这个单词 ，extent， extent， 它的含义是指程度或范围。Dan 继续讲到 ，He remembers songs vividly from 1964 to 1970， 他可以清晰地记得从1964年到1970年的歌曲，也就是说这段时间他的记忆完全保留下来了，没有受到任何的损伤。His recollection of songs after 1970 show us where his memory begins to drop off.而对于1970年之后的歌曲他到底能记住多少，就可以显示出 Gabriel 的记忆是从何处断掉的。在刚才这句话当中 Dan 提到了一个单词 recollection， R-E-C-O-L-L-E-C-T-I-O-N， recollection， 这个单词在这里的含义是指回忆或者是记忆。另外呢 Dan 还用到了一个词组 drop off， 词组的本身含义是指减少或减弱，例如我们可以说 The business of the company was dropping off，这家公司的生意现在日益清淡。但是在这里呢，他所提到的 his memory begins to drop off， 也就是用来表述记忆的减退。而且呢，这次 Dan 还发现了 Gabriel 最喜欢的一个乐队啊，就是 Grateful Dead 死之华乐队。因为说起这个乐队来呢， Gabriel 是兴致勃勃滔滔不绝的在讲啊。但是对于这个乐队两位重要的成员现在已经不在人世的这个事儿， Gabriel 却全然不知，说明了那个时候的记忆他都已经丧失了。 显然 Harry 特别不喜欢这个乐队，但是 Dan 则说 For him, 对他来说 These musicians are all hugely important. 那些音乐家非常重要。 They connect him to a time and a place. 他们可以把他与某个时代某个地点联系起来。 To his time and a place when he came of age, 让他回到他成年的时候。 Just like your music does for you, 就像你的音乐对你来说也很重要一样。在这句话里面呢， Dan 用到了Come of age 这个短语，它的含义是指满法定年龄或达到法定年龄的意思。
In fact, Gabriel and I used to play a game where I'd ask him about a song, and he'd tell me the story that went with it. That's why I brought that music in. That's the music we used to listen to.
Well, it's not the music he loved, or at least it's not the music that resonates with him. I don't think the piece on the radio that night was the Marseillaise. I think it was the Beatles song.All You Need Is Love, which uses the Marseillaise in its introduction. I think that's the song that Gabriel was anticipating when we played him the Marseillaise.
What happened when you played him that Beatles song?
Oh, Helen, if you could have seen him, he was totally connected. He was as you've described him, Henry. He was normal. And it wasn't just the Beatles. I actually was able to use pieces of music from that period to more specifically pinpoint the extent of his amnesia. He remembered songs vividly from 1964 to 1970. His recollection of songs after 1970 shows where his memory begins to drop off. He remembers all the founding members of the Grateful Dead from 1966, but he doesn't know that Pigpen and Jimi Hendrix and Janis Joplin are all dead.
I didn't know they were ever alive, and I'm no worse for wear.
Yes, but for him, these musicians are all hugely important. They connect him to a time and a place, to his time and place when he came of age, just like your music does for you.
My music was his music. He used to listen to that music as a kid. It never upset him. I don't understand. It doesn't make sense to me. He loved my music, too.
其实呢，当初正是因为 Henry 不接受儿子不喜欢古典音乐而喜欢摇滚乐这个现实，才逼得 Gabriel 离家出走的。而现在呢， Henry 同样不能接受儿子的记忆里只剩下了摇滚乐。那到底当初父子俩有着怎样的矛盾，让他们失散了将近20年的时间呢？而 Diane 对 Gabriel 的这个音乐疗法是不是真的能够有效果呢？明天节目当中，我们再继续的和 Susie 来分享这部十分感人的电影《音乐永不停歇》。
My son was poisoned by the garbage you're feeding him. And there aren't enough intervening memories in the world to help me forget that. You're using music to bring him back to a time when he fell apart.
You're always going on about what your music reminds you of, as if you're the only one that has memories worth recalling.
I think it might be possible that he could form a new long-term memory. You know, if he could connect it to a piece of music.
Gabriel's progressed more than anyone I ever worked with.It would have to be a new piece of music, one that he doesn't already have long-term connections with.
That would be something.
如果想在线收听以及重复收听我们的节目 Home Radio 的话，欢迎大家登录网站 www.am334.com. I'm Jessie. See you tomorrow.
I'm Susie. See you next time.
Enjoy listening.
Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine.
Enjoy learning.
I'm going to that corner there and turn. You stay in the car and drive away. Promise not to watch me go beyond the corner. Just drive away and leave me as I leave you.
听电影学英语 Home Video Radio 774 Every Day
A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Language is not knowledge. Language is habit.
接下来您将收听到欢乐互动英语秀英语 PK 台主持人晶晶和幽默风趣的外籍嘉宾带你学英语看世界没有课堂没有考试没有压力没有顾虑不为考试不为升职只为自己更充实365天原味英语听不断地道口语练不完精彩文化乐不够英语 PK 台一起学起来
民生、改革之魂、发展之要、社会之基、国家之本、他山之石、国外民生制度面面观、十番集系列广播作品，10月1日至7日，北京外语广播《听世界》节目，每天16点、19点30，倾情呈现，欢迎收听。
你 out 了。
北京外语广播推出多种收听方式，您可以通过网站www.am774.com， 手机客户端搜索掌上 AM774 收听我们的节目。您还可以通过新浪微电台、蜻蜓 FM、 微信、微博、搜狐新闻客户端等多种渠道收听我们的节目。使用歌华有线机顶盒，用电视也可以收听哦。欢迎拨打65157598了解更多收听方式。
14 hours.